culture.
Hello and welcome to In Practopia, the talk show starring the Caribbean, featuring its people, places, and things. I am your very excited host, Kim Zha. I just had to put that applause in because this is our very first full-length show. Ladies and gentlemen, In Practopia, In Practice Utopia, is one's passion in practice which leads to personal and community growth. In Practopia is a platform for West Indians or people from the Caribbean to share their stories, firsts, and facts. It is an opportunity for us to share our piece of utopia through the practice of our passion and trials as well. So, each week, In Practopia will bring to you personal stories and issues of mind, body, spirit, life and style, and relationships with tidbits and informational pointers on health, food, fashion, and money. And of course, we will have the occasional giveaway, our way of saying thank you for supporting In Practopia. For our very first show, I did a lovely interview with Nina Compton, who was the finalist on season 11 of Bravo's Top Chef. We had a wonderful conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. I am so pleased to have as my guest a fellow countrywoman, a splendid personality, and finalist on season 11 of Bravo's Top Chef, Nina Compton. Hi,
hello.
Nina.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy that you've agreed to come on. I know it's been, I'm hoping, a wonderful few months for you since this show ended, and a lot has happened. Yes. And for, you know, as we begin, I'd like you to let those of our viewers and listeners who don't know how you were able to actually get on Top Chef.
Well, the process was about 3 to 4 months of them casting, and they called me up and I auditioned for them, and it's based on the whole package, your personality, your cooking skill, how you come across on camera. So it was just an easy fit, and it was something that I did because I wanted to challenge myself and do something different. And I saw it as a platform not only for me, but for also the island as well. So that's why I went on the show.
Oh, okay, great. It's great that those of us who leave, and I should say St. Lucia, and we embrace everything that America has to offer, and we see opportunities to boost where we're from. I think that's very commendable, and it's a wonderful thing. And for me, that's what I'm trying to do within Practopia, just to broaden the entire region and bring our people who are doing good things, and so that we can share ideas and best practices. Practices and see how we can move the region forward. You talked about the casting, and even watching the show sometimes, I could see that your personality, your leadership abilities just came off, it just blasted off of the screen, and a lot of people who saw that felt your greatness. But I know there's more to Nina Compton. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, you know, the thing is, when I'm cooking, I tend to be very focused. That is a different side of me where I take it very seriously, but I also have fun with it. So outside of the kitchen, I am more playful, more fun, more outgoing, because, you know, when you're cooking, it's about being focused and disciplined, and you can't show that lack of focus. So that's why, you know, I do have that leadership role in the kitchen, because that's what I'm used to on a day-to-day basis. So it's just very easy to be in charge when you're running an operation like that.
Okay. And would you, if you had the chance again, would you do it over again?
I had a lot of, I think I had a lot more fun than my other competitors. I would definitely do it again. I saw it as something different, a challenge to not do the same thing every day. So that's why I did it. And I'll definitely do it again.
Okay, great. And I bet after all of that happened, that boosted your popularity in St. Lucia. What happened
Yes.
on the island front after the show?
It was very heartwarming to see the response in people back home, and this is before the finale. It was just every week people were posting things on Facebook, or they were tweeting things, or emailing me, or phone calls, or stopping my mom in the supermarket saying we're so proud of Nina. So it was way before the finale. So it was just nice to have the entire island behind you. And also, when I went back home in May to touch and hug people and thank them firsthand was just amazing because, you can only do so much when you're in the States, but to go back and to embrace people and say thank you for everything, people were making posters and T-shirts and banners and everything else, and it was just very overwhelming, but also very amazing.
A friend of mine who followed you on the show, she said, "Kim, I'm just rooting for Nina." And I think the majority of people who saw the show and saw you, how you just came, you stood out in the crowd. Everybody was rooting for you. She said, "Kim, I almost crashed my TV. I was so upset." But I'm thinking that not being the one was maybe even something to relish being the finalist.
Right. I think my brother said it best. He said, "You won in many other ways. It wasn't about the money." He's like, "You won people's hearts." And I think that goes a longer way because, people remember you for who you are for a longer time. And it's not about the money or anything else, but just having that recognition where people stop me in the store and they say, "You are robbed. I don't even know these people." But they just feel like they have that connection with you because of the show. So I think that goes a much longer way than actually winning. That's how I see it.
Now, when I think about it, trying to pair people with their career paths and knowing a little about them and their history, you're the daughter of a prime minister who had a really long run in St. Lucian government, who was really popular. And I'm trying to picture in my mind how coming from that kind of life, tied and married a career in cooking. Can you tell us what your experience with cooking was that led you to become a chef?
Growing up with my family, my parents were very busy, so every moment counted. And it wasn't until I started cooking at home and I would cook dinner for them, for the entire family. And it's something I really enjoyed because for them to respond, "Wow, that was such a good meal," it was very heartwarming. So it made me feel like if I can do this for my family, I can do this for many other people, and I can get that satisfaction. Because the thing about cooking is you're kind of doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it to make people happy. And I find when I'm cooking and people say, "Wow, that was really good, like that was, I can eat that every day," that's the best response you can get. And I think that's why people go into cooking. It's not about making the money, because there is no money really in cooking until you really make it big. It's a lot of hard work, it's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. You're working 14 hours a day, so it's not an easy career to take. And when I did it, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. And I'm glad we've sort of pivoted into the cooking thing. I started cooking for my family too because I'm first of five and I love doing it. It's something that I think does so much more for you. It's soothing, it's relaxing, especially if you're cooking some of our foods that takes hours to cook. I think that's the best way to cook too. So here I was, Nina, looking for everything I could find about you on the internet, because I wanted to pick your brain about Caribbean foods and if we really understand it or know all the benefits of the foods that we have growing in the tropics. And there I find this quote from you in the Dallas Weekly Online, Caribbean, quotable Caribbean, where you said, "Chefs in St. Lucia are
are doing amazing things with native foods. I love stumbling upon customary dishes that feature new flavors and locally grown ingredients. It's a melding of tradition and exploration. And they have you as Chef Nina Compton, Culinary Ambassador of St. Lucia.
Yes.
How did that quote come about?
You know, I think that now Caribbean cooking is really at the cusp of exploding. I think that, becoming the culinary ambassador, I really want to open people's minds on what we can do with our cuisine, not only as a tourist, but also for the locals as well. Because I think that we have an abundance of so many ingredients that I don't think that we use them correctly or maximize them. There's so many different things that we can do, and I think that it's just a matter of researching, experimenting, trying out. It's just different things where, especially being overseas, you see people doing things with dashin, with plantains, with different from what we do. So when you have that exposure to different techniques, I want to bring that back to St. Lucia and say, listen, guys, we can do it like this, or we can make something with this. There's so many different things we can do, and I think that people are cooking more at home, or people are eating out more at home. And I think that people are a little more open-minded than maybe 5-6 years ago. And you'd never think that people would eat sushi in St. Lucia.
Yeah.
And people are eating sushi, you know, or they're eating. My nephew, when I went back home in May, he's eating sushi, his favorite thing.
Wow.
But it's something that is not customary to St. Lucia. So I think that now people are experimenting more, and now we can really elevate Caribbean cooking for what it is. And I think that now educating people and showing people, well, you can still come from St. Lucia, you can still make it big, but it's also giving back and saying, now let's all as one grow. And that's the most important thing. We can't leave people behind. We have to grab a hand and say, you can do it like this. It has to be encouraging. It's not about just doing it for yourself. You know, because I think that comes from my father, being unselfish and wanting the best for the island. You know, and for me, it's very discouraging. When I read things online about the crime in St. Lucia, it's very disheartening and it's very upsetting because it's become internationally known, not just in St. Lucia. So this affects us as not just the island, but people will, you know, we are discouraging people to come to the island because of, you know, tourists got attacked or they got robbed or somebody got stabbed. Those things affect not just the restaurant, but it affects the entire island.
And not only tourists coming, it affects nationals who want to return. They're like, this is not the home that I left, and I'm scared to go back, that it could happen to me. So I really appreciate what you're talking about, each and every one of us lending a hand so that we can move the entire country forward, because there's so much talent, I believe, that our people have that we have not been able to tap into. And I think a lot of it has to do with us not having access to a lot of things that can pull out our inner talent.
Right. And I think that it's, you know, St. Lucia is at a point where we have all these amazing hotels. You have Jade Mountain, you have Anchasme, you have Cap Maison, you have Tika, you have all these restaurants, all these hotels that we can really capitalize on. And I think we can do so many things in St. Lucia where it is. I'll give you an example. There's a guy that does deco bicycles in Miami. You pay $5 and you can rent. And it's taken off. You know, and I think that we just have to basically put our heads together and say, okay, how can we create jobs? How can we minimize crime? How can we stop the drugs? How can we, I think we have to come together as, not as an individual because it's impossible, but have these things where, these open forums of how can we stop this, because it's going to affect us down the line where we will really pay for it in the end, and we're going to lose everything.
I think as a country, we need to be selfish. I see it here in America where people embrace the American everything. And not only in St. Lucia, I think in the entire region, we need to embrace the Caribbean thing. When we go from island to island, we embrace the St. Lucian thing, the Dominican thing. And as a people, we have to decide as a group how we're going to move forward together. And everybody has a stake. Everybody has a way. And like you said, these forums to put these ideas forward and maybe start to utilize what we have locally and how we can profit or benefit and help each other from what we have already. As opposed to saying that we don't have a lot of resources, things are terrible, the economy is bad, blaming it on the external world, everything, and not looking inward and seeing what we can do to benefit ourselves and grow out from what we have already.
Right. I think that's the way to be, and that's the only way you can grow, because you have to use what you have. You know, when I was on the show, I didn't have some of the challenges. You had no equipment. You had a different kitchen. You had to make it happen. And we should also go into that as, okay, well, we have bananas, we have coconuts, we have this. Let's make a soap. Let's do this. Let's make that. I think there's things that, you know, we have enough creative people on the island to push us through. And it's just a matter of putting our heads together and just coming up with creative ways of helping the island itself.
Yeah, and really embrace that pride. I think, you know, remember when we were identifying islands in certain ways, Barbados was the island that people said had the most national pride. And Barbadians really excelled on that thing, embracing the pride thing and loving their home. I think we need to do that as St. Lucians, to say that we are prideful people, we're hospitable, but we're also charitable, because charity begins at home. And that's what we need to really embrace and try to build on.
You know, and the thing is, you know, doing the show, I had so many people come to me saying, you know, I went to St. Lucia on my honeymoon, or I have been to St. Lucia. Oh, I love St. Lucia. The people are so nice. So, you know, this is a time for us to really maximize. We are in the spotlight right now, not just me, but also the island. And it's something that we have to capitalize on in many other ways. Now I'm doing, being the current ambassador, I'm basically educating, you know, here in the U.S. about Caribbean culture, about the cuisine, about, yes, we have beautiful beaches, we have the Pitons, we have the Sulphur Springs, we have, you know, Pigeon Island, we have all these things, but it also has to be more. What more do we have? We have amazing chefs. We have amazing fruit and vegetables. We have, you know, just different things that, and the nice thing about the Caribbean, every island is different. So we have to differentiate ourselves, and that can be with our cuisine. And I think that's one of the things that we can really market ourselves as a culinary destination.
You know what? I agree with you. You have to have that thing that distinguishes you from the rest. We have all of those great heritage points, and so that just might be it. Jamaica is great for its music and everything. Trinidad, you know, did their thing with fashion. And you know, islands identify with different things. That just might be what we need to add to our great portfolio as a country. Yeah.
Right.
I really like that. I embrace that. I didn't think about that. But thank you, Nina, for putting it out there.
Yes.
In Practopia, I must say that you're my first guest, and I'm really happy about that. So hopefully people really, really begin to see St. Lucia in another light. All of the things that are happening good for us, that we've had somebody who's made it on American television with a great show, and seeing and just hearing you and seeing you maybe kind of blanket and learning a lot from you, that does well for St. Lucia as well.
Yes.
Anything else new that's happening for you apart from you doing all of this great ambassadorial work?
Right now, I'm taking a little of a sabbatical. I'm taking some time off, traveling a lot. Just want to enjoy the moment that I have, you know, being the ambassador and, you know, being in Miami. So I'm just working on a couple of projects. Nothing is set in stone, but I'm still busy. But, you know, I'm just enjoying life.
And I know we'll be hearing a lot more from you, Nina. I'm glad I can say that you're a friend to the show.
Yes.
And that any good news or major announcements that you let us know, and we can share it with the world, share it with the world with you as well. Thank you so much, Nina, for being my guest.
That was Nina Compton, everybody. Simply beautiful. We also have the video version of the interview available on the website. I hope you will join us next week. But before we go, just a few announcements. One, our guest is an equally fabulous person, Miss Penny Bowen from the Foundation for the Development of Caribbean Children based in Barbados. And we will also have our very first giveaway. More details about the giveaway, that's next week, but I invite you to visit www.impractopia.com right now, subscribe, please share this show on your social media platforms, and you can also read more about me, Kimja, on my Meet Kimja page, that's at www.impractopia.com. I thank you for joining us, and I will see you next time right here in Impractopia.